Tard, je crois qu'il est temps pour moi de terminer cette émission d'une heure d'aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. Children celebrate tradition and joy at the Great Indonesian Children's Festival. Indonesia's special investment zones recorded strong growth in 2024. I'm Yunika, and this is the news in details. Children all across Indonesia are enthusiastically celebrating National Children's Day. One of the highlights is the Great Indonesian Children's Festival held in Jakarta. Here is the full report from Andy Romdoni.
Taman Mini Indonesia Indah in Jakarta on Tuesday witnessed the joyful sounds of children playing traditional games. They were participating in the Great Indonesian Children's Festival. This festival is organized by the Directorate of Early Childhood Education of the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education as part of the National Children's Day celebration, which is observed every year on July 23rd. The event is both a celebration and a reminder of how important it is to preserve traditions while supporting the healthy and happy growth of children. Now, let's hear from Ms. Selvi Ananda Gibran Rakabuming, the spouse of the Vice President of Indonesia, who attended the festival and shared her thoughts on the importance of traditional games for children.
Kenapa harus ada permainan tradisional yang kita tumbuhkan lagi? Kita
Why do we need to bring back traditional games for Indonesian children? Because these games help stimulate their motor skills so they can move and be active. There are many benefits from traditional games. Children learn to work together with friends, build stronger friendships and a sense of brotherhood, and develop sportsmanship. Winning or losing is normal in every game, so traditional games have many benefits beyond just using gadgets.
In addition, the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Mr. Abdul Mukti, also emphasized the government's commitment to support children's education and health, including the free nutritious meals program.
Bapak Presiden berkomitmen untuk membangun mendidik anak-anak Indonesia.
The President is committed to building and educating strong Indonesian children who are healthy in both body and mind through many programs. One priority of the President is healthy and nutritious food. This is an important effort to build children who are not only free from stunting, but also have abilities, strengths, talents, interests, and dreams. The Great Indonesian Children's Festival also gives awards to early childhood education centers that excel in applying the 7 good habits of Great Indonesian Children and STEAM learning, which includes science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. This is part of the effort to prepare Indonesia's golden generation by 2045. From the laughter and spirit of the children here in the building, we see a great hope that is becoming more real for the future of the nation. Andi Ramdhani, Voice of Indonesia.
Today, Indonesia celebrates National Children's Day, a time to remind everyone about the importance of protecting kids' rights. The Indonesian Broadcasting Commission is working hard to make sure TV and radio programs are safe, educational, and just right for young viewers and listeners. Desi Anugranov with the report.
Today, Indonesia marks National Children's Day, an important moment to reaffirm the nation's commitment to protecting and fulfilling children's rights. As part of this effort, the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission continues to strengthen its role in safeguarding children's television and radio broadcasts. Commissioner of the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, Every Rizky Monarsi, told RRR Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday that the commission is fully committed to ensuring children's rights in broadcasting. One key step is encouraging the production of more child-friendly programs.
The Indonesian Broadcasting Commission is fully committed to protecting and fulfilling children's rights in the broadcasting area. And then KPI organized some rules. We also encouraging more child-friendly programs, and we are persistently urge broadcasters to increase the frequency and quality of children's content on television and radio also. That's why we are so committed to make Indonesian children is fulfilled to have a good and right information just like what they need.
Every emphasized that program classified as children's content must comply with broadcasting behavior guidelines and programming standards, be clearly labeled by age, and provide parental guides to facilitate supervision. To encourage quality programming, the commission award the Child Friendly Broadcasting Award to broadcaster that present healthy, educational, and culturally relevant children's show. On this National Children's Day, the Indonesian Broadcasting Commission invites all stakeholders to work together to create broadcasts that are not only safe, but also help build character and pride in the nation's rich culture among children. Desi Anugranov, Voice of Indonesia.
Across Indonesia, this Wednesday morning carried a special spirit. As part of National Children's Day 2025, students gathered for Pagi Ceria Serentak, a joyful nationwide event aimed at supporting children's growth in safe and loving spaces. Dora Pardede has the story.
From the early hours, schools across the country were filled with energy. The Pagi Ceria Serentak event brought students together in classroom and schoolyard, celebrating the importance of building a healthy and supportive environment for children. In Jakarta, Minister of Basic and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, reminded the public that raising children is not just the responsibility of parents, but of society as a whole.
Karena itu maka marilah kita berusaha agar berbagai macam bentuk kekerasan, baik yang bersifat verbal.
Therefore, let us strive to eradicate all forms of violence, whether verbal, physical, or even cultural. Let's cultivate a culture of mutual respect, mutual admiration, and foster an atmosphere where our children can play joyfully, where they have space to explore and develop their talents and interests.
Mereka mengeksplorasi dan mengembangkan bakat dan minatnya.
The minister also encouraged children to adopt what he called the 7 great habits: waking up early, praying, exercising, eating nutritious food, enjoying learning, doing meaningful social activities, and getting enough rest. Simple things, but as he noted, practice consistently. These habits shape strong, resilient, and kind young people, ready to face the future with confidence. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government has set up BPI Danantara to manage the country's investment more professionally. Besides aiming for good returns, the agency also wants to create quality jobs for Indonesians. Andi Romdoni has the report.
The Indonesian government continues its efforts to strengthen the domestic economy through various sectors. One of the priorities under President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Rakabuming is the establishment of the investment management agency Danantara. In a working meeting with Commission 6 of the Indonesian Parliament in Jakarta on Wednesday, CEO of Danantara Rosan Ruslani said the agency was created to manage the country's investment with international standards. Besides aiming to provide financial returns for the state, Danantara is also expected to help create quality jobs for Indonesians.
BPI Danantara dibentuk dengan visi besar untuk menjadi sovereign fund atau
Danantara was established with a clear vision to become a sovereign wealth fund managed with world-class standards in accordance with existing laws and regulations. At the same time, it aims to generate good returns and, most importantly, create quality jobs. This is a shared responsibility so that the benefits of Danantara's presence can be truly felt by all Indonesians. Concrete steps are already underway. Danantara's Chief Operating Officer Doni Oscaria revealed that within the next 5 months, the agency will complete 22 work programs. These include business restructuring, streamlining, and developing new ventures to strengthen state-owned enterprises. Danantara is expected to be a driving force for investment, creating value, and building a more inclusive economic future for Indonesia. Andi Romdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's special investment zones recorded strong growth in 2024 with rising investments and job creation. Dora Pardede has the report.
Amid Indonesia's ongoing effort to grow a dynamic economy, the government continues to push forward the development of special investment zones. So far, around 15 zones have been established to attract investment, boost export, and create new jobs. President Prabowo Subianto held a cabinet meeting at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday to review the latest progress of these zones. The discussion highlighted some encouraging results achieved in 2024. Minister of Investment and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Rosan Ruslani, shared the total investment in these zones last year reached more than 90 trillion rupiah, for exceeding the government's original target of 78 trillion rupiah.
From January to December 2024, investment reached 90.1 trillion rupiah from the special economic zone investment target of 78.1 trillion rupiah. So we exceeded the target for 2024.
Beyond investment, job creation also showed strong results. Over 47,000 jobs were created in 2024. It is well above the initial target of nearly 39,000. The number of companies operating in these areas also grew by over 70. Since the program began in 2012, these investment zones have attracted a total of around 260 trillion rupiah, brought in over 400 companies, and created jobs for more than 160,000 people. This number shows the Indonesia's special investment zones are not just business hubs. They are real economic engines, creating opportunity and building a brighter future for many. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
You are listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia is bringing healthcare closer to its most remote regions with help from the military. Ahmad Faisal has the story.
At the Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Tuesday, Defense Minister Syafri Shamsuddin and Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin signed a new agreement to build 14 hospitals in conflict-prone areas like Papua. These hospitals will not only be protected by the military, but also built and partly staffed by them.
Tugas kita masing-masing yang saling berinteraksi. Sebagai contoh, di bidang kesehatan, kami memperkuat Menteri Kesehatan yang membangun rumah sakit yang berada di daerah rawat. Sebagai contoh, di
The Health Ministry will build hospitals in vulnerable areas like Papua Pegunungan, while the military will support the construction under the Ministry's development scheme. Moreover, construction is planned for 2026 using military engineers and doctors trained by the Defense University. Some of the personnel will come from the task force already stationed in Papua. Powerful reminder that in Indonesia, national defense is also a mission of care. Ahmad Faisal, Voice of Indonesia.
As cyber threats grow globally, Indonesia and Singapore are looking to strengthen their digital defense cooperation. Again, Ahmad Faisal reports.
With full military honors, Singapore Armed Forces Commander Vice Admiral Aaron Beng arrived at Indonesia's Ministry of Defense in Jakarta on Tuesday. His visit was not only ceremonial, but strategic. Welcomed by Indonesian Defense Minister Syafri Samsudin, the two officials held a closed-door meeting focusing on ways to deepen bilateral military ties, including in the digital space. Brigadier General Frega Wenas Inkiriwang, spokesperson for the Ministry of Defense, explained one of the key topics discussed.
Sempat disampaikan oleh Panglima Singapura kepada Bapak Menhan Syafri Samsudin tentang peluang untuk menjajaki kerjasama cyber Syafri, Singapura beberapa tahun terakhir ini baru saja membentuk digital intelligence Singapore service yang memang fokusnya adalah pada cyber intelligence yang service that focuses on cyber
challenges, one of the today's real and global threats. Both sides agreed that cyber is no longer just a technical matter. It is a front line of modern defense. Minister Syafri welcomed further cooperation with Indonesia's military, the TNI, tasked with developing concrete steps in the new domain. From strategic talks to digital readiness, Indonesia and Singapore are preparing for a future where security is not just on land or sea, but also online. Ahmad Faisal, Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled National Children's Day 2025, Indonesia's Commitment to the Golden Generation, with Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Every July 23rd, Indonesia commemorates National Children's Day. The celebration is not merely a symbolic celebration, but a concrete manifestation of the nation's commitment to protecting and preparing future generations. Although challenges remain, significant steps have been taken to ensure children grow up in a safe, healthy, and opportunity-filled environment. This year's National Children's Day theme is Great Children, Strong Indonesia Towards a Golden Indonesia 2025. Through this theme, Indonesia emphasized that today's children are the foundation of the nation's future, a developed and inclusive society. The government is currently promoting improved nutrition, equitable education, digital literacy, protection from violence, and an end to child marriage. These five key areas are being continuously strengthened in various regions. Indeed, not all children in remote areas have felt the benefits equally. But from villages to cities, changes are beginning to be felt. This can be seen in more child-friendly schools, more accessible health services, and stronger community support. National Children's Day is not just a reminder but an affirmation that Indonesia is moving in the right direction. And for the world, the commemoration of National Children's Day is an open invitation that safeguarding children's future is a global responsibility. Indonesia is ready to cooperate because children's futures are our shared futures. That was commentary.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
terjadi now. Apabila semua tinggal cerita dan kisah kenangan alam indah. Like this song, rekaman ekspresi gelisah. Tapi cobalah cek realita. We're a part of this problem. We need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem. We need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
Protect our children, children. Let us pray.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman bermain. Tangga menari-nari bebas, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasaku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap, rasanya masih baru kemarin. Sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jabat tanganku, mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Usapkan juga air mataku, kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenanglah karena hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti, sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena waktu ini akan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Diriku masih ingin bersama.
bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus senyuman kalian.
Thank you for staying with me until the end of the hour of the afternoon session of Indonesia today. I'm very glad to have you here. Thank you very much for tuning in with us, Voice of Indonesia. If you want to hear us, of course, we have still the session after the rest of the evening. You can check us out on our online streaming voinews.id, and also you can listen to us through RRI Digital, which is available on Android and iOS. And other than that, of course, I will be asking you to contact us from Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And if you want to say something to us or just say hi, you can contact us on our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62 821 238 1230, +62 821 238 1230. So thank you for staying with us through Voice of Indonesia, and I am Yunika, your host for the afternoon session of Indonesia today, signing out. Don't forget to eat and also stay hydrated. Take your water intake. Thank you and stay healthy.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sights and sounds.
Listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instruments from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Openuang amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidoa mahami, tangan mabotohon ujungnya jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi, adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsatabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru pada potang, nama lo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi, asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baik damang majo godang batara gurui.
Sumatra Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra Province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2. Oh, 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 oh
Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng-keteng as an ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyaros culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangguak. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugung. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow saruni needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, penganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you.